means is just to put his wife into pain? And really he means the get should be a good get? Why is he sending a shliach to tell her the get is no good? Just to get her nervous, to get her upset, to get her put her in pain? Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. No, that in all these cases, we say the husband means what he's saying. He wants to stop that get. The get is no good. But then the Mishnah says, in Mishagia get liyoda. But once the get already reached her hands, then Eina Yochel Avatloi. Then the husband cannot stop it anymore. So of course he can't stop it anymore. The get is chal already, of course. Like if the husband gave the get to his wife already, so it's chal, he can't stop it later. So I would have thought like this. That the case is true. The husband first sent the shliach Monday morning. Now the shliach got to her on Wednesday morning. Now the husband decided on Tuesday morning to start to run after the shliach to stop him. So since the husband left his house already Tuesday morning before the get was given over on Wednesday morning, true, the husband first got him Wednesday evening. But our koponim, before the get was given over, lemaisa, the husband was on his way to try and tell the shliach not to give the get. So mal the time I would have thought to say, igloi muslim afreya, tivtulei botlei, that we see right now that Tuesday morning when the husband left his home, he meant to be mevatel the get. So maybe from Tuesday morning onwards the get is called botel. That's kamashmula, nothing doing. Kamashmula, no, that lemaisa, when the get was given over on Wednesday morning, no shliach came yet. As far as we know, the husband wants the get to be a good get. The shliach still has his power of a get. The mice of the get is a good get. That's the chiddush here, that since the get reached the hand first, the mice of the husband cannot be mevatlet anymore. All right, we'll stop here. By the two dots, yes, to the Gemara. Gemara says like this, Tana Rabbonim, we learned like this, Botel Hu, again, we're talking about the Shalom, the Mishnah was where a husband sent a get to his wife, and then he wants to stop the get, he wants to be Mevatel the Shliach. So the Mishnah says, if he meets up with a Shliach, or sends a Shliach after him, and tells him that the get that I gave you should be Botel, so the get is Botel. Now the Gemara says like this, the Braisa, Tana Rabbonim, Botel Hu, what's going to be if the husband says a lashon like this, botel hu, I want this get to be botel. Ef sheboy, I don't want this get. Dvar of kayam. So we believe the husband. But the question is the power of speech. When the husband says these words, do these words mean like in the future, like now, I am going to be mevatel the get? So yes, botel hu means like he is now going to be mevatel the get. Or else the yef sheboy means right now I do not want it, I want to abolish this get. So dvorav kayamim, we believe him. What about if the husband now comes and tells us, posel hu? He says he should know the get that I sent you is posel. Not that he's going to say it should not be good, but he's telling us a fact that you should know it was made, that it was posel. The get was posel from before. Or else ain't a get. He says you should know this get that I sent you is not a get. The get itself is not a good get. Then we say lo yomaklum, he's not saying anything. Because we know the case here is the get was a good get. He sent a good get to his wife. The only question is now he wants to stop that get. See if he says a lashon of I want to stop it, I want to be mevatlit, good, you can do that. But if you say a lashon that the get is posel, or that the get is not a get, that's stam sheker. That's not true. The get is a good get. The get is not posel, therefore what you're saying means nothing, and instead the get is a good get. So Gemara says, Lameimro, you mean to tell me that the bottle, lishna, de la bottle mashma. That if the husband says lashon of bottle who means that he means to go and be mevatlet. Like in the future. That's where the price started off. That if the husband now comes and tells us, botel hu, this get is botel, does not mean in the past it was botel, but it means to say that he wants right now to go be mevatel the get. So you're telling me the word botel hu is a lishna of dilavatel, that he's going to be mevatel it. So Gemara says, that's true. V'yoma rabba bar evoy. That omar rav sheshes. The Yamrilo, and some say it's Omar Rabba Baravua, that he said the halach is like this. Mekabel matono, if somebody is now receiving a present, that means Reuven is sending a present to Shimon. And Shimon is now accepting, receiving this present. Shomar, if Shimon says, Li'acha shebosa matono liyodoy, after the matono already reached his hands, after the matono is by Shimon, that Shimon says, Matonezu mevuteles tibotel iefshebo loyamaklum. If after he received it, he says these words, it means nothing, because he, as soon as he received the matana, he's already zecher in the matana. It's his already. So now we can't just say now a lashon of mevuteles, that it should be mevutel, or else tibotel should be botel iefshebo. I don't want it loyamaklum, because he already has it. But what about the botlahi? If he says botlahi, which is Mashma was saying now, it was botl from before. In other words, he meant to say, like when I first accepted it, I never really accepted it. I right away meant to say, it's botl, I do not want this matana. Or else if he says, eino matana, that this present I never accepted, it's not a present, then dvorav kayamin, then we believe this person. In other words, he's telling us that at the beginning, when he first received it, he never had in mind to be koinerit. So Rashi says that's the klal of hoidoyis badin kimei edim dami, that we believe him. When he says something like bad against himself, he's believed like 100 edim. So he's allowed to tell us that at the beginning, when he first accepted this matana, the present, he didn't really mean to accept it, he didn't want to take it. So therefore, if he says these two words of botlahi, that this matan is botl, or else ain't a matan, we believe him. But Alma, what do we see from over here? That botl may koramashma, that when he says a lashon of botl, he means to say at the beginning, from before, it means in the past tense. Here by the matana, the question is, he's saying that when he accepted the matana yesterday, he did not have in mind to really accept it. He meant to make it botl from before. So you see a lashon of botl who means Meikara, means before. And now Gemara was saying, when the husband meets up with the shliach of the get, and tells the get, the shliach, botlu, that means to say that in the future, from now on I'm telling you this get, I want to go be mevatel the get. So the question is, what does the word botlu mean? Does it mean in the future, or does it mean in the past? So Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, the Teretz is like this, botlu, this word of botlu, you want to take away, you want to be mevatel something, I'll tell you, shtei l'shoinesh mashma. Hestak has two meanings. The word botel hu could mean both. It could mean in the future, and it could mean in the past. Shtei l'shoinesh mashma. It's mashma de botel, in the future, u mashma de lifto, the mashma de botel that it was botel from before, and the mashma de lifto, that you, now you want to go and be mevatel to get. So the words botelu can mean two things. Therefore, depending upon what the situation is, we say, what did he mean? Gabe get lishna de mahani bekoma. When the husband meets up with the shliach of the get and tells the shliach botelu, what it means to say is in the future tense that he wants to now go and be mevatel that get. So we say he means what helps. Gabe matona, when the person that already received the present, he's telling us now a fact, that yesterday when he accepted the present, he never really had a mind to accept it. He wanted right away it should be bottled. So Gabi Matona Lishna de Mahanya Bokomar, he for sure meant the words that helped by Matona in the past. As if to say yesterday, this get was already bottled at the beginning, he never had a mind to accept it. So therefore there's no stira. The word bottelu has two meanings. Omar Abaye, Abaye says, that naktinon we hold shliach matona harehu k'shliach haget. The shliach of Reuven sends a present to his friend Shimon. He sends it through a shliach, or else a husband that sends a get to his wife through a shliach. These two shluchim have the same halacha. Shliach matona has the same halacha like the shliach of the get. So Mora says nafkamina. What's the difference? What did they come to teach us? Lahoylech lav keschidami. That if the husband or the nice and matana tells the shliach, take this present to my friend, or take this get to my wife, we say, Herlach is lav kischi. Just like by get, for sure, a get is called a chayv. A get doesn't help that when the shliach takes it, it should be zeicha for the wife. The same thing by a matana, if the one that's giving the present, tells the shliach, take this present to my friend, his friend is not kind of the present until the present reaches his hand. But Herlach itself, just taking it, is lav kischi. Does not mean I want to be mezakar with him. Even though a present is a schus, but the word Herlach, taking it, means I want you to take it to him. And when should he first acquire it? When he has it, when it reaches him, and not before. Mor says, Ravina Ashkechel Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Ravina found Rav Nachman by Yitzchok did totally vikoyi biver the dasha. He was like leaning on the doorpost. And he had a question like this. Botol mahu. What's going to be the loch if the husband tells the shliach botol? He does not say the word botol hu. Before we just said if he says botol hu, that means that the get that I'm sending now, I want to be mevatlit. I want from now on to say it means nothing. That the husband could do. The husband has the right to tell the shliach before the shliach gave the get to his wife. So before the get is chal, the husband has the right to say, batal hu, I want this get to become batal now. But here the question is, he did not say the word hu. He just said batal. What does the word batal mean? Does it mean in the past, and then it's no good by gittin? Or does it mean in the future, then it is good? So here the Gemara says a teiku, this is a teiku, what does the word batal by itself mean? Omar Rav Sheshes said, V'yamrilon, some say, b'mastisa ton of the b'raisa, we learned like this, that get the lo yoyel. If a husband says, this get should not help, lo yoyel, I do not want this get that I'm sending my wife to help. Lo yatir, it should not give her a heter, it should not allow her to remarry. Lo yaziv, she should not leave me. Lo yishalayach, don't send this get. For lo yigarish, or don't give her the get. I don't want the get to take place. Yehei cheres, that the get should be like an earthly kli. Or yehei kicheres, it should be like an earthly kli, is dvar of kayamin. All these ways, the words of saying it is good, they all mean lahabo, in the future, that the husband is telling the shliach now that's holding this get, that's taking his get to his wife, I don't want you to give the get anymore. And the husband has a right to say that. Before his wife received the get, the husband could stop the get. So if the husband uses one of these lashonos, the real mashman now, the husband is saying, I don't want this get to go through. That's good. We listen to the husband. What about if the husband says, Einoi moyul, that this get will not help. Einoi matir, this get will not be matir her. Einoi maziv, this get will not leave her. Will not leave her for me. Einoi mashalech, I'm not going to send her. Eino megarish, I'm not going to be megarish. Cheres hu, that this get right now is cheres. Ke cheres hu, it's like a cheres. Lo yom aklum, then these words mean nothing. Because we know, lahalocha, this get was a good get. And the husband sent a get to his wife. So what do you mean to say this get is cheres? It's not a cheres. This is a good get. Like if you're going to say, Loshin, you want to stop the get, that's good. But to say that in the past, like the get itself was not a good get, that's why Yom HaKlum, you're not saying anything. Because we know the get was a good get. Now the Gemara says, Iboy Elihu. But I have a question like this. Let's say the husband used the lashon of Harehu Cheres. He says, this get is like an earthly kli. Mahu. What does the word of Harehu Cheres mean? Does it mean to say in the future, he wants to make it like a Cheres? Does he want to be mevatel the get? Or does he mean to say, no, in the past, this get is like a cheres, which is not true, then the get would be good. So, omalei revinu l'ravacha b'rei d'rova. V'yamrilo, and some say it's ravacha b'rei d'rova l'ravashi. That ravacha, the son of Rav, is said over to ravashi. May shino, what's the difference? May harehu hegdish. If somebody says, harehu hegdish, she has whatever it is. Whatever, anything he has, any object he has, that he wants to make this object now hegdish. Or yareyu hefker, if he says it's hefker, that the law for it is it's chal hegdish, it's chal hefker. So you see, hareyu is in the future. It's So you also, Rehu Cheres means you want to make this get now into a Cheres. In other words, you want to destroy the get. The husband can do that. The husband has a right to say he does not want this get to go through. So Lashon of Arehu means like in the future tense, you want to, just like the Hegdish, you want to make something Hegdish, you want to make something Hefker, then of course it's Chal. Now the Gemara clears the Shaila, Choyzer u'megarish boy, oy einoy choyzer u'megarish boy. In the case of our Mishnah, that first the husband had the get written up for his wife, and he sent it with a shliach. The shliach is on the way giving the get to his wife. And the husband now runs after the shliach and tells him, nothing doing, I'm being mavato you, I don't want you to give the get to my wife anymore. So the husband was mavato the shliach. The question is, does the husband ruin this get also or not? Like let's say next week he changes his mind, and he wants again give a get to his wife. Can he use this get over again? When he first told the shliach, stop, don't use this get, is it called like he was mavato the get itself? He ruins this get. This get cannot be used anymore? Or maybe no, Pashtun's first not that way. Pashtun, you would say, he's only telling the shliach, I don't want you to give the get to my wife now, but rather give me back the get, let me hold on to it. If I decide next week to use it, I'll use it next week. So that's the question, when the husband says, Botelhu, when he wants to be mavato the get, does he mean mainly to mavato the shliach, or does he also mean to mavato the get? And does he have a power to do that? To destroy the get or not? So Mora said to Machoikis, Rav Nachman Omar Choyzu Megarish Boy. Yes, you have a right to use the get over again. Nothing happened to the get. He's only stopping the shliach, not from giving it. But Rav Sheshes Omar Einoi Choyzu Megarish Boy. No, you're not allowed to use this get over again. And the Gemara says, "V'hilchos soch havosah the Rav Nachman." But Alach was like Rav Nachman, that all you mean to do is to be mevatel the shliach, but the get itself is good. So Gemara says, "Eini, it's not that way." V'akaymalon, we hold hilchos soch havosah the Rav Yechanan. L'chura, we should paskin like Rav Yechanan here to say that you cannot use this get over again. Why? Because we paskin like Rav Yechanan hilchos kedushin to yomar chayzeres. You could be chayzer. Rashi says it's going on b'kedushin aperakoyim lechaveroi that omar leisha, if you go to a wife, you go to a lady and tell her hiskachili b'moyes halolu, I'm giving you money now and I want you to be married to me leyachash loishim, after 30 days. So you go to your future wife and you give her money now, tell her here's the ring right now, but I want the kedushin to be chal after 30 days. V'chozru bo b'terch shloishim. And then in the middle of the 30 days, the husband retracts, wants to be mevatel the kedushin. The lochur is botlu a kedushin, he has a right to stop the kedushin. Hoylo betlosom kodim shiuchalin, since he stopped the kedushin before it was chal. So you see, when you mevatel something, you could be mevatel it. So hochinami, the question is here also, by gittin also. When the husband tells the shliach, I want his get to be botl, lochur he means the get should be botl also. It should not be a good get. So how could you tell me we passed him like Rav Nachman? You are allowed to use the get. So Gemara says, push it back. Hochi hashto. What does one case have to do with the other? What does the loch of kedushin have to do with the loch of the get? I'll tell you, hosom over there by kedushin, dibor v'dibahu. All the husband did was he went over to his kala and gave her money and told her that harei amagadeshes li liachas shloishim yaim. Like right now, nothing was chal, there's no chalais, you didn't make anything. You don't make new money. You just gave a regular dollar bill. And you told her that after 30 days, you want the kedushin to be chal. But right now, nothing took place. So it's only called lashon of dibur. It's only like you spoke to her. Therefore, the klal is, dibur v'dibur is also dibur mavata dibur. Therefore, we say the husband now, the man, could retract. And go over to this kala and tell Yishano, I don't want to be married to you. I don't want the kedushin to be chal. So there we pass on Rabbi Yechanan, you could do it. We pass on also dibur mavato dibur. Dibur words could break words. If at the beginning you didn't have anything more than just words, so the words later could break it. But I tell you, v'hocha over here by a get, l'maisa the husband had this get written up lishmo. It was written up and signed Lishmo. So it's called, you made a chalais get. You made something here. So therefore the svar is, Nehi debata lishichusa tishliach. True. When the husband tells the shliach, now nothing doing, I don't want you to give the get, he stops the shlichus. He breaks the shlichus. But gita gufa mikra batal. But the get itself is in mevatal. The get itself is not stopping. It's more than that. He can't stop it. Because here it's called like a maisa. You made a get lishma. You don't have a power to break the get anymore. So, here we should paskin, like we said according to Rav Nachman, that even if the husband wants to be mevatel the get, he does not have the power, he doesn't have any power to be mevatel the get. Because when you have the get written up lishma, it's called like a maisa. It's called like something was done. When something is done, you can't be mevatel it with dibur anymore. You could only stop the shlichus, but you can't stop the get. Yeah. Right. Then the Gemara says, Barishayna Hayuaisa. The Mishnah says at the beginning, when a husband sent the get to his wife, and then he felt bad that he sent the get, he wants to stop it. So even if he can't reach the shliach to tell the shliach, he would just go in front of people, in front of a bezdin, and tell the bezdin, I want to be mevatel the get. And then he has a power to stop the get. So Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this. At the beginning, Bifnei Kamu Mevatloi. In front of how many people does the husband have to go to tell them that the get that I sent my wife, I don't want it to be a get, I want to be Mevatlit. In front of how many people? Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis. You have to go in front of two, it has to be Edim. Rav Sheshes Amar Bifnei Gimel, no, it has to be three of Bezdin. Rav Sheshes Amar Bifnei Gimel, what? You have to have three Bezdin Ketoni. Our Mishnah says, Barishayna Yoysen Bezdin. They used to make a bezdin. Pasha the bezdin is at least three people. So therefore, at the beginning, they used to let the husband go in front of any three people and tell them that I sent a get to my wife, it didn't reach her yet, and I want to be mevatel, stop that get before it reaches her. So at the beginning, that was good. But the Mishnah says bezdin, so Rav Sheshes says, very good, you need three. On this, Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Beis, no, two is enough. Because he holds the Beit Shrei, Nami Bezdin Korolei. Two also has a name of a Bezdin. That's what the Mishnah says, two. It doesn't really mean three, it only means two. Two alone is enough. Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman said, Minoa Minelo, how do I know this? How do I know that two is also called a Bezdin? And over here, two should be enough. So it says the Tanan, we learned, we'll have a Gemara later about this, the Tanan. Moisrani Lefnechem, Plainly,